Hey, what? Are we live?
Our mistakes were made.
Are we on the internet?
What's an internet?
It's what's a series of tubes.
I thought it was a truck.
Vroom, vroom.
Like a large dump truck or something.
Probably.
All right. Oddly enough, it's a better description to say it's a series of tubes than it is a truck. So that whole meme, he was still kind of right. Just was... Yeah, it's like if someone explains something to you and you have no idea what they've said, but you try to repeat it. That was his explanation. But never mind about that. Hello, and welcome to Hit and Abyss. This is a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign, and we've split the party officially.
Yes.
8 players at once get a little convoluted when everyone wants to try to have a say, and some people end up being quiet for the entire session. So... in order to make sure everyone has a better chance of actually participating and not saying, I'll just sit here and be quiet for 2 hours or more. Oh, wait, that was me. I actually do appreciate that. I do appreciate when I get to be quiet and let the players RP stuff. And I'm just like, well, okay, DM will make a note of this. Gonna remember that. So that part of your backstory is gonna come back and bite you in 3 sessions. What? Hi. Nothing. So,
I know that feeling.
I bet, yeah.
Your DM will remember this. My name is Crash, and I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, just not as many as usual, because, again, split the party. We've got Chris, we have Jen, we have Millie, and we have Cindy. And what happened last time?
We split
my friend almost got hurt. He did get hurt.
Yes.
And then now he's better.
Chris got very angry, but Ash met a nice dragonborn lady.
Yes.
True. Fava beans.
And before that, we tried to raid an orc camp, but it ended up being a trap filled with exploding orcs and orc demon hybrids.
Yeah.
That was great.
It's really bad.
Yeah. But I scared fava beans. But I also noticed the fact that fava beans now has a pseudo dragon buddy. So. A warlock friend, and then we made plans, figure out what the gosh dang was going on. Mazir and the others are gonna go after the goblin that's a snitch, and we're gonna do something else.
I forgot about the dragon.
Yeah, little dragon.
That's my favorite name.
Well, I told you after the game what the pseudo dragon's name was, but
yes.
We did say it in the recording. So essentially during the long rest, you did have some conversations with Thava. You found out that the pseudo dragon is her familiar and she's named it Ash. Not Ash. Is Vex. She named it Vex. And she said that, he helps keep her in line and your players might know what she meant by that, but your characters,
not a clue.
And she's not explaining what it means. It's a throwaway
also,
comment.
Also, Paige remembered that she has silent spells. Went to town with those. My spider is better at doing things than Mazir's crow.
Well,
yeah, we did learn that.
I realized
the crow
that I now
is better
only
at
know
moving
how to
things.
I am now only good at speaking in Sylvian. Which is useless to me.
And giant mistake of promising the bird a gunblade.
Yes.
In exchange for giving me her amulet of the planes to hold on to, which I will not wear.
In the long term, probably a good call. In the short term, Ash is not going to get any sleep until he makes with his gun.
And to be fair, the last time the amulet was used, you disappeared from the world for 5 years.
Saved your life.
Exactly.
Saved your life, disappeared from the world for 5 years. These are not mutually exclusive statements.
But also, I scared fava beans because I'm Paige. And also, fava beans told us about how the Kraken is, at least Paige is pretty sure that the Kraken is controlling the minds of all of the orcs, and that's why they're turning evil and turning into all these demon orcs. But the thing is that she's not very good at that. But also just Paige is on crazy Kraken alert and is being like super, super anxious about everything.
Also, we did discover that the sea deities of De Perfecta have a stake in all of this.
Or at least two of them do.
It's yes. The Kraken.
Well, that's it did get Paige's released idea. By
yes,
that.
Yes, it did. And we aren't really a fan of that.
You know, when you single it down to Vex, it's really mean.
Because no, it wasn't just Vex. It wasn't just Vex. It was a group effort.
It was a group effort.
It was, yes.
Ruining the world.
I remember that.
So this is a flashback moment to campaign one, when you were in the salt mines and Vex rolled proficiently well enough to not go over a waterfall. If he had, he would have come face to eyeball with the Kraken.
Wow.
And I was prepared to have it go either way. I was looking forward to a fail. I was looking forward to a success. Because either way, I'd win. Because I love this game so much. Okay. So, after the end of last session... Well, at the end of last session, Mazir said that she was going to try to hunt down and capture basically the traitor who kept tipping off the orcs when there were raids going on. And we're going to say that there was some group discussion after that where the idea was, okay, so maybe 1v1 combat is a bit too fair for this situation. That would probably not be so good. And also... there's already been one ambush. Right. So maybe send more than one person? Okay. So you have decided to split the party, and that is the in-game reason for why there's only four of you in this session. Yes. The rest of you decide to go back and say, oh, well, all our friends are dead. Sorry, they got killed in the ambush and we survived. By the way, tonight's session is called It Comes Back to You.
Oh, my.
Okay. I'm naming all of them after, for this arc, all of the sessions are named after Imagine Dragons songs.
All right.
Just so long as Radioactive isn't in there.
Oh, yeah. If a session is... if I do a session called Radioactive, have a backup character ready. Chris is already prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I saw about 5 ready to go.
Yeah. Well, this is Chris.
Yeah.
Also, I appreciate that we were like 10 minutes into the recording tonight and still just covering what happened before.
It was worth mentioning as to why people are here, you know?
Yeah.
And Paige likes to focus on Paige's accomplishments.
I'm not upset about anything that has occurred during tonight's session. I'm just pointing out something that amuses me. There was also some discussion about whether or not Thava should accompany you.
I thought she was going with the other group.
She can.
Oh. I thought that was decided. Maybe I'm confused. Okay.
It had not been decided. In some ways, it would make sense. But also she could show up and say, hi, I'm the reason that they actually lived the attack. Sorry, I couldn't save everyone. And then you'd have support back at the base as well.
Yeah, because Fava Beans did say that she wanted to meet the Orc Moms.
She specifically wants to meet Graris, who is, I don't think I mentioned his name in the recording before. Graris is the goblin.
Oh.
Yeah, the one that was tipping everyone off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron's only asking this because the more Fava is here, the more Chris will begin to like her because she's being a good person and it will frustrate her.
Yes, I'm aware of this as well.
Well, so, there's people in the other party that have also encountered Fava. They just don't have as strong a collection of feelings.
Also, Lord knows that Fava Beans wants to watch Paige to make sure that she doesn't accidentally destroy the world.
I broke pencils because of that woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've broken many things.
Well, to be fair, you had a character kill her by throwing a dart at her forehead.
Yep.
Gotta love socks and these shurikens.
I do wonder if she's going to kill me for calling her Fava Beans.
My assumption is that you've not said that out loud because no one...
Oh, true, I can't
don't
say
have
it.
That word.
No one that I'm aware of in any of my campaigns has said Fava Beans ever. So that is not something that Paige can mimic.
If she turns on the party and I get to kill her with a second character, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, Paige has nicknames that cannot be vocalized for everyone.
Scary Orc Mom.
Orc mom.
Orc mom, gunman, and friend.
I'm okay with gunman.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
And fava beans. And scary hobbit.
Who's scary hobbit?
Bryn.
Oh no.
Art, now I don't want to act like I'm playing favorites. You are all terrifying in your own unique ways. But it is quite possible that Bryn is scarier than the rest of you put together, and I'm including Paige in that statement.
Mm-hmm. But Bryn's mom is actually what made Paige realize that Bryn was scary.
Like mother, like daughter in some cases, but she's not
realizing who Bryn was going to turn into.
But Bryn is not going to try to hook you up with that nice bird down the block.
No, but the thing is realizing who Bryn could turn into personality-wise was enough.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. Bryn will surpass her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
Let's do this.
Okay. So the question was, is Thava joining you or not? She could go either way, literally.
It makes more sense for her to be with the other group because they're going to
actually going after this guy, and she
will be considered relative.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you get coming up with reasons for them to be worrying about what I'm doing.
Oh, no. No one needs to come up with reasons for why people are going to worry about what you're doing. That's just...
I'm always a concern.
Everyone who knows... Thava knew you for 30 seconds and was worried about what you were doing.
And was like, why did you get...
Yes. So yes. Thava goes with the other group and the rest of you head out. It has been a while. It's actually getting close to sunset. It's not sunset yet, but since you're in the woods, things are getting a lot darker, a lot faster, because, you know, canopies and stuff. And you are able to make it back to where the camp was set up when you left, and it's abandoned.
Oh, no.
Zinrin,
is there any signs of... Go ahead.
Zinrin looks around and says, "Is not unusual. We move around a lot."
You're a bit nomadic, then.
Yes.
I think they'd have to be under the circumstances. Zinrin, do you know where they might have gone to?
I have some idea.
Okay.
Most likely not here.
Yes.
That narrows it down.
I'm assuming there'll be a lot of footprints. Is there any that's actually leading out of
the
camp?
Give me a survival check. And Paige, give me a survival check as well, because you said in Discord chat that you're also searching.
That's a 15. Not great.
Okay. You find some signs that there was a camp here, but there has been significant effort made to cover up the fact that there was a camp here so that in a few days' time, with the right weather conditions, it wouldn't be obvious to anyone coming through.
That's good, at least. We know that...
Right, you know, they'll be safe.
Well, they spent 5 years doing this, so they've gotten pretty good at it.
Yeah, that's right. The time gap. Mm-hmm.
That still hurts my head trying to figure that out.
All right, so... We shouldn't make camp here, then. I don't know that we have the supplies either, but maybe we can find them?
Give me an insight check.
Okay. I've rolled a 3, and insight is a +3.
Okay. You're fairly sure that you're having a hard time figuring out where they've gone, and you're not entirely sure Zinrin has any idea either.
Okay.
But he is trying very hard to not let on that he has no idea.
We've lost them, haven't we?
It looks that way.
Well, I can try a new sending to contact my mother. If she'll hear
good
it.
Good idea.
Let's see how long that takes to do.
It's instant. Just takes a 3rd level spell.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
If I remember right, you're limited to like 25 words, so I think what you're saying
is 25 words is what you work with.
Okay, so I'm gonna do sending, and let's type 25 words into the chat. let's see.
Attention, Walmart shoppers, we have an Onka here who seems to have lost her mother.
Lost her mother.
If her mom could kindly be found and find her at the courtesy booth.
We have that little gift for you.
It's a small chaos bird. No.
With
a gun. You can't deny this gift. You have to take it. Please take it. Apparently at some point, my notes for this campaign were getting too large, so I started a new list of notes. And
okay, I think...
I'm looking at the wrong one.
I think I have 25 words. Somebody count that, but I think I have it.
The DM is not going to be too pressed about it right now.
Okay.
We are on a time schedule that the DM keeps forgetting about. Okay, Mother
okay,
Business
so...
Onka, we are trying to find you. We are at the location where the camp used to be now. Where should we go?
That's 25 words.
Is it?
Give me a persuasion check.
Oh, that's a 19, and persuasion is plus 0, so it's a 19.
Okay. You get a response that says,
oh, good.
Head east. If you're my daughter, you'll find signs.
Oh, good. Okay, she could hear me. She said head east. And just in case it's not me sending it, she said, if you're my daughter, you'll find signs.
So then we're looking out for things that you
would know. Yes.
Doing.
Yes.
All right, then.
But we know where to go.
So we head east.
Okay. And Paige, to answer your question in chat, you found that Zinrin had no idea where the orcs, monks, and bandits went.
Word.
He's not admitting to this.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But he might have rolled very low on his survival check. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I have not rolled high yet tonight, by the way. This is a good session.
Oh, no.
This is a good session to instigate combat. That's when I'll start rolling my nat 20s.
Probably, yes.
Obviously. Okay.
So, who's leading the group heading east?
I suppose it should be me.
Okay. Give me a survival
check.
You're
the one that needs to keep an eye out.
Yeah. All right. Survival. I rolled a 3. Survival is a plus 6.
May I assist her? No.
Technically speaking, you're supposed to offer assistance before the roll, but I have been very lax about enforcing that rule. So yes, you may assist and allow Onka to roll again.
So that means I re-roll? Okay.
You may roll again.
Yeah, assist means you get advantage.
This time I've rolled a 9 plus whatever it was.
Plus 6,
survival.
I think.
Was it total?
Yeah, if it was survival, it's plus 6. So.
Okay, yes. So 9 plus 6 is a 15.
Yes.
And a lot of skill checks are going to be in multiples of 5. So you're over, 15 is a somewhat difficult roll.
Okay.
So as you head east, for a pretty long time, you don't see anything to the point where you begin to doubt whether or not you're really going to be seeing the things that your mom said that you would notice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you weren't going east. Maybe you're going slightly
weast.
Southeast by accident.
Weast?
Right. Or maybe I just can't read the signs she was trying to...
Yeah,
I've been gone
signs,
for 5 years.
Signs,
yeah.
Everywhere there's signs.
Uh-huh.
But, you know,
yeah.
I am upset, Millie. I am upset, but never mind.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah. But in any case, at some point, you notice... a tree that has, it looks like a bear rubbed up against it, as bears tend to do to scratch their backs and stuff. But someone's carved into it as well. And you basically see, it's a very stick figure-esque drawing, but it's somewhat similar to the small charm that was found at the monastery.
Which I have.
Yes.
Okay. This little symbol, that's a sign. Probably my mother carved it, and it matches this, and I get the little trinket thing out of the bag. We found this in the monastery, as we're calling it. We need to go this way. We're in the right track.
There's okay. Also an image of, there's a line that goes across, and then there's an image of what looks like a bald person with a large nose peeking over the top with two hands going over the edge.
This one I don't understand at all.
Paige understands.
But that one, we're going the right way. Good.
Paige is also currently very, very proud of herself for finding the doll in the first place.
Yeah, the little, we're calling it an orc baby rattle. Yeah.
She looks poofed up to twice her size.
There you go.
Very pleased.
Mm-hmm. And begins screaming at the sun. Wait, no.
It's dark out, isn't it?
Well, it's sunset.
Yeah!
Sunset, okay.
Yeah!
All right.
Okay.
So far, so good.
All right. So you have an idea that you're heading in the right direction. And who has the highest passive perception? Who's got a passive perception over 15? Anyone?
Me! Wait, perception. No, just kidding.
Perception, let's see. No, not 15.
Mine's 13.
Mine is as well.
Mine is 15.
13 here.
Okay.
It happened again, Aaron.
What happened?
I thought that you said investigation.
Highest perception again.
Yeah, but at least it's only 15 right now. It's not like in the Kobold campaign near the end where it was like, okay, you just see everything. Which is great because I can just say, hey, you notice this plot point. I don't have to require a roll to give exposition.
You saw everything and no one saw him.
Yes.
Dang it. Burb chooses to pay attention.
And now Ellie's hanging out here. Hi, Ellie. All right. So, Ash, with your 15 passive perception, you become aware, although no one else is at this point, because a 13 is not high enough, that
Burb is
you're not alone in the woods.
Can I determine?
I will allow an active perception check to see if you know more.
Now that I've determined that there's something there, I would like to find out more. Yes.
So yes.
That's a dirty 20, so it's a little better.
Okay. So, fun fact, there's definitely at least two people or things in front of you, and also to either side of you. It's possible that you're walking into some form of ambush or trap. Or, you know, it's just... They're there to say hi. I mean, this is literally how you met the orcs the first time.
True. I kind of just whistle to indicate stop.
Okay, I stop.
And Kate said, we're not alone.
How many are there?
Maybe six.
How far away do you...
Was I able to determine that?
I would say 30 feet, 20 feet, 10 feet.
Oh, no.
Roll for initiative.
My guns are out.
Oh.
For real?
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know if that was a joke roll for initiative. Sometimes you just say that.
All right. I've rolled a 5, but my initiative is -1, so I have a 4.
Let me see.
10 for me. No, hold on. That's 8. Plus 8. No. 14.
17.
And I got a 21 in chat.
You know, we've been playing together long enough. I should not still be writing character names instead of... Sorry, the other way around. I should not be writing player names instead of character names in the initiative order.
My name even says my character name.
Yeah, but I wasn't. Oh yeah, I wrote Paige. I started to write Cindy instead of Fahim. If Cindy showed up in combat, Cindy would probably be very upset, confused,
Cindy would
and
probably
terrified.
Also be dead.
Well, I don't know what skills Cindy has in regards to combat. I have not asked. I just choose to assume that everyone can be terrifying if they want to be.
Yeah, the thing is, all I got is the ability to scream really scary-like.
I have the ability to jump into the nearest bush and try to hide.
I can do psychic damage by screaming.
Okay.
Reminds me of like a meme I saw about like having two golden knuckles, one which are called thoughts and prayers, and they do psychic and emotional damage.
Okay, so 6 hooded figures come out, 2 from the left, 2 from the right, 2 from in front of you. And they are rushing at you. However,
shrubbery.
The way initiative works, they don't get to attack you yet. You are not surprised, thanks to Ash. So they're not going to get a chance to wail on you while you're sitting there doing nothing. Fahim, you're up.
Can I tell if they're just trying to like point their spear first at the orc tribe, or do these ones really have blood in their eyes?
Well, they have short swords drawn and raised to hit you. So probably, like, they're not, like, when the orcs came out and they encircled you and had their spears up, it was more of a defensive posture where you don't want to come at us right now. These 6 individuals are literally running towards you with weapons drawn. Your sense as a monk is that this is not defensive so far as, Well, okay, so you know that your best defense is a good offense. They seem to agree, so that's what they're going with.
All right, in that case, I will try to attack. I'll run up to the nearest one, and I'll do a flurry of blows.
Okay.
Wow.
AC to beat is 12.
So one of those missed, the other one's hit. So let me roll for damage here. And I'm also going to be doing a stunning strike.
Now, I've asked this before, I think, but at your level, your fists count as magical weapons, right?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so.
So
why
that's
did the DM ask that? I don't know. 23 so points of damage?
Yep, and it also has to make a constitution saving throw. And if it fails, it's stunned.
Well, I don't think I need to ask what the number is. That's not going to be over it.
Yeah, the number is 14, but it sounds like you rolled really low.
It's not over 10, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so we got one stunned thing.
Okay, so here's what happens. These six individuals run out of the forest towards you. You're also in the forest, so running out of the forest is, I don't know, whatever. And Fahim sees the one that's running towards her, so she just hauls off and punches them. Even though it was a flurry of blows, I'm going to say you get one really good hit. That's a bit of an uppercut. So the guy's running forward, and then suddenly he's going backwards. And his battle cry sort of changes pitch partway through, and he lands prone a couple feet away from you. He's not a fan. Paige.
Paige is smirking because she realized that they're weak.
Also, by the way, he's bloodied.
So, how are these gremlin things?
You cut out there. Something about gremlins?
I'm just calling them gremlins because I'm attacking them. How are these things in front of me arranged?
There's two in front, two to the left, okay. One and a half to the right.
Okay, just because, you know, magic spells. I gotta make sure I'm not accidentally hitting someone else.
Well, you could hit all of them with an AoE spell, but you'd hit all of your friends at the same time.
Orc Mom would get mad.
Yeah, well, if
she's
you hit
not
off.
The only one.
Orc Mom goes last. She can patch everyone up.
Maybe it was fire oriented.
I have fear in my eyes. I do not mess with Mom.
I mean, valid.
So, I'm going to look at them. Also, during this time, I'm also going to send my hands and my hedgehog to pick up rocks just in case. Which also, I do halfway because I want to have rocks in case I need to use magic stone. And halfway because I know it'll intimidate them because they're weak.
And I don't think we actually mentioned this in the recording. You and I both knew this. But yes, Paige's familiar is different now. It's a small hedgehog.
So yeah, my small hedgehog buddy, still Lulu, I haven't decided to change the name yet, is going off, and my three hands, Carl's, Carl Jr., and Hardy's, are pop up out of my hood purposely to like take the scare the crap out of these people if they're super weak, because I mean they're undead hands moving around. And then they scurry off to go collect rocks. And then I look at the two in front of me, still looking funky, and then I use poison spray.
So as they are running forward to attack you, suddenly the small bird has more jazz hands than anyone should have. And is throwing
some
poison in their general
hands.
Direction.
Yes. Yes, I'm very healthy.
Okay.
So let's see. They need to make a constitution saving throw of 15.
That is a 15 and a 17.
Gosh dang it!
Now, is it half damage if they make the save, or is it no damage if they make the save?
No, because I just sent a puff of noxious gas in a cone in front of me.
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
So yeah, so instead they just get creepy necrotic hands and then purple air to look scary. I'm looking like I'm just scaring them.
Well, they look a little unnerved by this. They were not expecting one of their allies to go down from an uppercut. And then a flashy dance routine followed by a colorful finale that's not quite confetti.
And the hedgehog, actually, the hands are the ones going out to get the stones. And the hedgehog's sitting on my head trying to look fierce.
No, the little thing.
Okay, that, my headcanon had the hedgehog being the one trying to grab the stones, and I had this image of this little hedgehog trying to pull a stone very slowly across the ground towards you, and then just smiling up at you like, did I do good?
No, I say the hands could do that because, you know, they're a little more dexterous, but I'm dumb. The hedgehog's on the head going, grrr.
Okay.
He's trying so hard. He misses being an octopus.
All right, next up is Zinrin. Oh, wait, that's me. Okay, Zinrin is going to do an attack. Let's see, which attack is he going to do?
I'm cheering him on because big friend.
He casts Pass Without a Trace and gets out of there. No.
Oh, no.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes, buddy. Yes, buddy. Yes, buddy. I have to talk in a low voice because that's my voice. Because
that's how you heard it the first time. His voice.
It's in his voice.
It needs to be more of a rumble. I'm trying to channel Master Furball from the Adventure Zone.
Hello there. Good job. You are doing great. Defeat them.
Okay, he and tries to do...
With a little, no! From Bryn thrown in there because, you know, I have to do each voice I have.
Bryn would just be, you should be afraid.
Yep.
Which I think canonically she said a few occasions.
Then turn to the people that are about to get their crap messed up, going, you should be afraid.
Go, buddy, go, buddy.
Now they're very confused.
While you've been talking, I've been rolling for what Zinrin is doing. He has one hit from an unarmed strike. He's going to use his bonus action to do Flurry of Blows. The DM is rolling not so good, but good enough. He gets two hits in with that. Okay, there are now two of these assailants that are bloodied. Next up is Death to Everybody. That's Ash.
So did Zinrin go for the other two?
Zinrin attacked
the ones that Paige
No, Zinrin went right through the poison spray as it was dissipating. Because it was a cantrip, okay. So you know, whatever. And did a flurry of blows at one of the two that was in front. So there's one and a half to the right, one and a half in front, and two to the left.
Okay, I'll pull out my pepper box and take two shots at the one that Zinrin didn't. And I'm going to use sharpshooter on this.
We get to see a gunblade in action and a gunslinger in action.
I'm using sharpshooter is the feat, so I'll use that, and I will spend a grit to actually I'll spend one grit to get advantage on my shot. That is a math is hard, plus 10 take away 5 is 19 to hit.
I think you said 19. You cut out.
I did.
Okay. Yes, 19 is a hit.
Okay, so D10. Floor dice don't count.
In my Wednesday group, floor dice are zeros. Well, ones, rather. They're natural fives.
Wow.
7 plus 5 is 12 plus 10, 22 for the first shot.
And you're shooting over to the ones on the right? I'm sorry, the left, the ones that haven't been hit yet?
I'm shooting at the one that Zinrin didn't hit. That's next to.
Oh, so you're shooting towards the front
through the puff the puff of poison spray into him.
Okay, as the smoke clears, there's going to be really two people down, it. And Paige might think that she did it.
Myself.
is that guy still up?
Yes, they have more than 20 hit points. Not he's bloodied, but yes.
Second shot.
Okay.
Also sharpshooter, but I'm not using a grit.
Paige is very confused as to how her poison strike caused blood, but also not fighting it.
To be fair, her poison spray did melt a wall at one point.
21
that is true. Very proud of that time.
21 hits.
I was looking forward to a chance to use poison spray for like months, and then I finally got a chance and I melted a wall.
Mm-hmm.
21 points of damage.
To be fair, the wall was asking for it. To the same guy?
To the same guy.
How do you want to do this?
Ooh.
Bullet so straight through the head. Action surge. Two more shots to the other guy. And I'll spend my... So I killed that, so I got my grit back. So I'll spend that grit again and do it again.
I like how...
17 to hit.
17 hits.
1 plus 5 is 6 plus 10 is 16 for the damage.
How do you want to do this?
Is he still up? I get my grip back. Again,
Vinrid bloodied him, so he was already injured before he took the 16 points of damage.
Arrow through the forehead. And last shot for... I'll spend the grit again to attack the one that... I forgot Cindy's character.
Fahim
has already hit.
Okay, now that one you'll be rolling at disadvantage because you're doing a ranged attack and they're prone.
Right, okay. But I've got grit, so that's advantage, so it's just a basic 13?
Their armor class is 12.
Yay!
Okay, at this point, Ash is basically seeing the world in bats.
3 plus 5 is 8 plus 10, 18.
How do you want to do this?
Wow.
I spent 3 grit during that turn, got all of it back.
Nice.
Again, straight through, right between his eyes.
To be fair, this was a group effort because only one of them took all of their damage from Ash. The other two were injured by other party members first. It just so happens that Ash
Paige,
came
however,
in.
Paige, however, thinks it was all somehow Paige.
For some reason, poison spray made 2 of her assailants' heads explode.
Yeah, thing is that so Paige was so busy trying to do the razzle dazzle effect and like making sure the hedgehog stayed still that she didn't notice the shooting happening. So she just assumed.
Okay. So next up is the rats. Oh, I forgot to mention that.
There's rats.
Yeah. So those heads that were exploding weren't human faces.
Oh no.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. So either it is
Splinter.
Well, yes, either the next wave is going to be a bunch of anthropomorphic turtles or this is something more sinister.
Can I do a check?
Do what kind of check?
I don't know, like Arcana or if it's a species, like nature or something.
I would allow I would allow nature or history.
Okay. Well, they're both plus 6, so I'm just going to go for it.
Got to swap the R and the slash. They got to go the other way around.
I was so confused. I was like, what did I do wrong? 18.
Okay. So you have a feeling like these beings are not like you. You are a bird person. So you're an anthropomorphic bird. That's how your people are. Everyone else has to just deal with that. These things, you don't think they're just rat people, because in your studies, you have learned about a thing called lycanthropy.
They're werewolf rats.
Quite possibly they are were-rats, yes.
Can I cast Detect Magic? Would that do anything?
You could certainly do that on your turn.
Okay, because I have that as a cantrip.
Okay. So it is the rats' turns. 6 of them were running out to attack you, and then 3 of them instantly died. So on their turn, the 3 remaining ones sort of half skid to a stop. And then use their action to disengage and run off in the other directions.
I want to track them.
Well, you can certainly try, but we've been playing for almost an hour. Let's take a 5-minute break.
Did we win?
Well, everyone that wasn't killed instantly in the first round ran off.
Sorry. Scooby-Doo run away.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
And all the killing blows were yours, so congratulations. But we're going to take a 5-minute break. We'll be right back. There is absolutely nothing wrong with pressing random buttons on any
red button says please.
Just ask Io's character, Chroma.
Right.
I don't have to reference my own NPCs anymore for stuff like that. I love this. But that's a different campaign. Okay, we're back. We are starting off. It was a freeze frame, then a commercial break. We are not sponsored, so there were no commercials. So right. It was all advertisements for other shows on the same network. And then we come back, the freeze frame unfreezes, and there are three were-rats running off into the darkness, one to the right, two to the left, and there are three that are returning to the Earth.
Oh.
In slightly more pieces than when they entered the world.
And also, as I explained to Ash, Paige is now realizing that she was not responsible for killing those three and is getting a little just... it's a little bit of bum. Not too much. Like, it's just kind of realizing that I didn't interpret things right.
Now, if I remember correctly, Cindy, you were talking about Fahim wondering if she should run off after one of them. One of them did run off by themselves. So do you stay with the group or do you run off into the woods?
I'll stay with the group. What Fahim was considering is that as a monk, she's faster than most people, so she's going to try to run and fight at the same time, basically.
Into the woods.
Well, I'm going to go off and chase that one that went on its own. And I want to take a shot at it. And
I'm going to join because I want to know what to do.
Range is 320 without disadvantage, and it does not get any bonus from cover because of sharpshooter.
What's your speed?
30.
Okay. Because here's the thing. It is early evening, so we don't have the best lighting conditions. Do you have dark vision?
I do.
Okay. So that's a bonus in your favor. But you're also in the woods, so there's lots of trees. So if he gets too far away from you, it doesn't matter what your range is.
You'll have full cover. I see what he's trying to do, and I cast freedom of movement on him.
Okay, that's not going to help with his eyesight, though.
No.
Unless you've got
some trees. I'm trying to take a
shot now. Can I try and take a shot now?
You most certainly may use your movement to run 30 feet into the woods and then take a shot.
Mm-hmm. I will spend a grit point to do wing shot. Two shakes. 28 to hit. So you must succeed a strength saving throw of 16 or be knocked prone. Essentially shooting him in the leg.
Okay. And you still roll damage for that?
Yes, it is 6 damage.
Okay. I will note that off. And he did not make his save, so... You see this rat person running off into the woods. You run after them. You have the same movement speed. So he runs 30 feet. You run 30 feet. He's still ahead of you. And then suddenly he has his knee shot out from underneath him. His adventuring days are over.
He took a bullet to the knee.
I was once like you. I run after. Actually, I get out my broomstick and I fly after so I don't have to deal with brush.
Yeah, I'm going to run up to it.
Can I now cast Detect Magic on this bum?
You most certainly can cast Detect Magic. We're out of combat.
Yeah.
Well, kind of, sort of. He's down, but still very upset. He's got nasty
points. My hands are holding him down.
That's going to require a contested roll.
Oh, dang it. How weak are these hands?
Probably.
If I got there before Paige, I'd probably put my foot on its back.
I forgot that when Paige says that her hands are holding something down, she's not talking about the one stuck to her wrist.
I'm talking about Carl Jr. and Hardy.
No, they can grapple anyone they want as much as they want, but it doesn't mean the grappled person is in any way hindered in their movement.
Yes, very true. But yeah, I want to cast Detect Magic on them.
Okay.
While they're prone.
You cast Detect Magic.
Well, this is going
on. You see a wide variety of items glowing that are owned by your fellow party members.
Yes.
But the were-rat is not glowing.
Okay.
This might be relevant, but if she's seeing the individual items, would the thing on my back be showing up?
Anything magical would be glowing.
Okay.
Glowing
Yes. So, but, yes, but I can only see to it, Paige. But I'm not paying attention.
Yeah. Now, this is only visible to Paige, so Paige would see a lot of things glowing. Like, oh, yeah, those are what the party has. That's not interesting. This rat person, that's interesting. The rest of you would see the effects of the spell.
You know, the whole cursed animal thing, kind of my interest. So I am paying attention. Is this creature, what's the word, sentient right now?
Well, he is thrashing about, one hand holding a ruined knee, and the other hand holding a short sword that he's swinging in an attempt to keep all of you away from him. So you can ask him if he's sentient.
Who are you?
No. Bryn's definitely said it before. Who are you?
Stay away! Stay away!
I mean, you attacked us.
You attacked us.
Why did you attack us?
The answer you get is the silence that I just gave you.
Yeah. Okay.
I ask again, and I summon a chill touch hand right nearby.
You summon what?
A chill touch hand.
Ah. Give me an intimidation check.
Okay.
I mean, he just saw us kill three of his partners in 6 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 19.
They went from outnumbering you to being outnumbered.
Yes.
In 6 seconds.
Wow.
It wasn't my idea. Okay?
Whose idea was it then?
The boss. It was his idea.
Who's the boss and why did he want you to attack us?
Okay, sorry. Who's the boss just is a good reference.
I thought it too. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's me, but my question is, who was the boss?
I tell you, he kills me.
I use thaumaturgy to make my eyes glow red, point my gun at his face, and say something in Infernal just to scare him, and then in Common, we'll kill you if you don't tell us.
What'd you say in Infernal?
She understands it.
Oh, yeah, so you do. I'll say a couple of profanities.
Ooh, I nodded
that. Now the Tenku can repeat profanities in Infernal. Ash, what hast thou done?
There is a chance murder will no longer be your favorite word.
True. Yeah.
I mean, on one hand, that's better. But on the other hand...
Also, think about how good this is for my intimidation score.
Can I roll an intimidation check?
This guy is very intimidated already, but yes, you may roll an intimidation check.
His pants are nearly wetted.
That's a 19, good sir.
Wow. Okay, so that's 19.
I am proficient in intimidation.
I'm good at this too, so let's go.
Okay, so one, I know a few tieflings. I know that trick. But also, you killed three of my friends with that thing. Could you could you not point that at...
You attacked us. That's me, Copy Oinka, Onka.
The bird is very correct. You attacked us.
Dram.
Dram.
Is that the name of your leader?
Yes.
Do I know who Dram is?
Give me a history check.
May I also do an insight check to see if to sense if this...
I'm going to re-roll that one.
You most certainly may give an insight check.
Let's see.
Okay, I got a 15.
Make sure you unchecked the inspiration point.
I did.
Okay. And what was that roll, Chris?
12 for insight.
Okay. You're not entirely sure he's telling the truth, but you're not entirely sure he isn't. What you do know is half of the people who went at you died almost instantly to you. Then you stopped this guy from running away, and you pointed a gun at his head. So there's a fairly decent chance that he is thoroughly intimidated at this point.
Yeah.
What do I know?
You rolled.
I forget what you were rolling for. Were you also rolling an insight
15,
check?
No,
you were
rolling history. Dram is.
You were rolling a history check to see if you knew who Dram was.
Yeah.
He is the leader of the bandits that were joined up with the orcs and the monks.
Oh no!
So you see Paige make a little a Bryn what? And I look back at Orc Mom and I go. In whatever, I'm trying to do Bryn voice or Mazir voice. Bandits!
Oh.
Bandit boss?
He sent you specifically to go after us? And I give
more
him
that
look.
More than just that goblin. It's more than the hedgehog is also looking very intense.
Not you specifically, just...
He sent you out to rob people.
No, not this time. I mean,
anyone
never.
Who came back from the orc camps.
You're just protecting our rear. It's not that I'm cutting out. It's that he's speaking very hesitantly. He's had his knee shot out, and he's surrounded by people who could very easily one-shot him.
Yes. Yeah, and there's a cold skeleton hand floating close to him for in case he does something I don't like.
And he has failed multiple intimidation checks against him. So he's at the point where you're going to be getting less coherent responses from him because he needs a certain amount of brain power, not dedicated to fight versus flight, both of which are impossible, in order for him to have a meaningful conversation.
Paige sighs and sits down next to the guy.
Oh, no. Was it only the six of you, or is there more other than your leader?
There's a few. We went in different directions.
Dram, orders? Exact?
You were told to stop anyone from approaching the camp.
Camp near. Good. Survived orc camp.
Of course they survived. Dram keeps them safe.
It's us. Us. We survive orc camp. Orc mom.
I'm talking about the other orcs.
Orcs.
The...
Tell me more about that.
Orc mom?
It's a long story.
Oh, yeah. Dram's keeping the... They're both orcs. It's the orc camp that has your mom in it and the monks. That one. Dram's been keeping them safe.
Orc mom.
Can you lead us to the camp? If I heal you.
He looks down at his knee.
I can heal that.
And then if you screw us over, I can make it come back.
I give a very gentle tap to Ash, like, we got him.
Don't tell Dram what I am.
Oh, he doesn't know.
I lean in and I go, what are you? Cursed?
Rat.
Cursed. Yes. How?
We can carry on this conversation as we walk. All right, here's how we're going to do this. How tall is this guy?
He's medium height.
Okay, here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to heal you. And we're going to go arm in arm back to camp so you don't run off and get your friends, just in case they think they can attack us. And you can talk on the way. Paige.
Curse!
All right, so I'm going to do cure
if
wounds.
She's
would that
shouting
do
that the whole way back. It doesn't matter if the rest of you stay silent or not.
Paige, quiet. Excited. Also cursed.
I might need to cast silence on the group on the way back.
Paige, which quiet means seems oxymoron.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to do a cure wounds. He's got hit pretty bad.
Paige proficient at sneaking.
Canonically, he only took 6 damage. It was just all centered on his knee.
Oh, okay. So a level 1 would work, maybe?
Possibly.
Possibly? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do a level 1 cure wounds on his knee.
If it wasn't for the extra thing, the extra flare that Ash put into the shot, 6 points of damage is not going to take him down.
Okay, Paige is pouting.
That's
because...
a 1d8 plus 3.
So even if you roll a 1, he'll be healed enough that he can roll.
I've rolled an 8 plus 3. He's all better.
Okay.
Overheal.
Mm-hmm.
So the pant leg isn't so good. But
I can cast mending on that there. You're all set.
So a heal spell, mending, and prestidigitation, and no one will know the difference. No, well, but that's not going to happen because I don't think you know.
Well, I mean, if he's a were-rat, then, he's going to be like this the whole night?
No, he shapeshifts back.
Okay, good. All right, friend, what's your name?
One second while the DM thinks up a name.
I figured it would take a minute there. Yeah, that's okay.
I don't think you expected us to tackle and become friends.
I reload my gun and hold strut.
I unsummoned Stuart. My spectral hand.
I didn't hear that. What?
Stuart.
All right, Stuart. And I link arms with him. We're going to go back to camp. and sort this out, I guess. I won't tell anyone your secret.
Paige pulls out her notebook and starts to be like, so curse.
Are you writing it down or are you...
Yeah, I'm going to write down everything that he says. Curse?
You should tell her what you know because she's not going to give up.
I researched curses for a living before I became a warlock.
None of us know this, though.
Yes, but I'm very excited. I'm like, curse.
Okay, so were-rats can be... I'm going to summarize what he says because it's a longer walk back than I really want to deal with. To summarize, were-rats can be made two ways. One is the old-fashioned way. He does not want to go into those details. when a mommy were-rat and a daddy were-rat love each other very much.
Paige, what weighs the wings? Like, obviously.
The stork comes and visits them and provides a litter of babies, most of which are eaten. No, wait, that's Rick. That's different. That's rodents when they're stressed.
No.
But the other way is if a were-rat, like a were-rat can infect a humanoid to turn them into a were-rat, usually through a bite.
Paige starts poking and doing all the obvious doctor questions.
Could you please tell your bird friend to stop poking me?
Well, no, more of like, you know, writing down like, can you tell me about when you got bit? How did you get bit? Where did you get bit? How long ago was this? How does it feel when you transform?
How are you communicating this? Are you writing it down?
Writing it down and holding up the question and then writing down the answers. And eventually I know he's going to ask and I go, also cursed, learning more.
Okay. Well, he doesn't answer most of your questions.
Paige begrudgingly accepts.
Oh, there's growth.
That's a lot of growth.
I understand that we're trying to like quietly walk somewhere. I can annoy him.
Okay, so I rolled a 12 and trying to disbelieve. Which means I don't accomplish it. All right. Yes. That's a high difficulty level. So along with Stuart's guidance, and to point this out because it was mentioned in chat, Cindy made the connection Stuart Little. I don't know if you will believe me, but my mind wasn't going there. That is a coincidence. Yes.
Call besides, all the
Stuart,
shenanigans.
Stuart Little is a white mouse. This guy is a were-rat.
I don't think he would look like that.
He is somewhat like a mouse, but he is not a mouse.
Wearing a cute... some cute...
And he doesn't sound a thing like Michael J. Fox. All right.
Okay.
Although if you offered him a little red race car, he probably would accept it.
Whatever.
Because who wouldn't? Yes. So with Stuart's guidance, you are able to find the new campsite with very little effort at that point. And when you arrive, the moms in question are very happy to see you. Because you've been gone a day. It was assumed you'd been killed or captured.
Mm-hmm. Captured, yes. Killed, eh.
We were captured, but we managed to escape with some help.
Remember, we had to pretend that that everyone else died.
Right, yeah, I could... all right, I'm gonna tell my mom, I'm gonna look her in the eye, I'm gonna say... We're the last. The rest of our party did not make it. And I'm going to give her a look like I used to when I was a child and was obviously lying and hope she picks this up and doesn't like immediately like call me out on it. Like she'll figure out I'm trying to tell her something.
Now, this is not necessarily the right role for it, but thinking about okay. the skills that one would use to do that.
Mm-hmm. Performance?
Yep. I think performance would be suitable. Give me a performance check. Okay, well.
Persuasion.
Yeah, no, it's not acrobatics. Performance is a plus zero.
Yeah, it's
so
not
going
to be. It would have to be like an interpretive dance to provide information for it to be an acrobatics check.
I've rolled a 7. I'm hoping she gets it. It's the same look from when I was a kid.
Okay. With advantage.
I don't have advantage.
And I rolled for her. She doesn't hint at anything. So either she didn't pick up what you were putting down, or she didn't know you were putting
anything
down.
She's going to ask me later. Yeah, okay.
Or she might have interpreted that look as, because when any time you lied to her and it was obvious that you were lying to her, there was some guilt and possibly pain or anticipation of pain because, you know, orc mom.
Right. Well, I am technically lying to her.
Yeah.
You know?
So she might also be interpreting that look as in, hey, I just lost half my friends.
Oh, that's possible too.
Yes. And it might also be that she's distracted by the fact that she thought you were gone and now you're back. All of these are possibilities, or it could be that she picked up what you were putting down. She might be on the same page as you. Different from that page over there.
But actually, to almost kind of help out, I was like, different orcs than before. And I imitate the giant orc noises.
I give her a look, and then I like put my hand on my forehead like, oh.
Like, you know, because obviously not the tiny orcs, you know, like the rah! Because I can imitate it perfectly.
Asus says, What is she doing?
We're never quite sure. She might be trying to... Well, we were ambushed at the camp we were sent to raid, and not all of us survived.
Well, more of you came back than what usually happens when a raid goes wrong.
I puff up and I pretend it was because of my mind spikes.
It's kind of a blur, but we survived. And I'm trying to look as sad as...
Paige is really good at remembering how people sound when they're sad.
Well, that's the campaign, everybody. Doom and sadness.
Paige is good at performance.
I'm going to go up to Unka and sort of quietly ask, should we ask your mom about those orc demon hybrid things and the exploding orc?
Yes, but let's not do that in front of everyone, shall we?
Okay. I'm so glad that one of the party members figured out what Paige was trying to do. But otherwise, like, all three of your moms are here just going, why is the bird person trying to reenact something from Godzilla?
I mean, to let everyone know that it wasn't weak orcs, it was the scary ones.
Because the scary ones are right next to you right now. There's orc mom and orc mom mom. Mm-hmm. They're technically the scariest orcs you've ever met.
I have orc mom for defense against orc mom.
I got some bad news for you. If she's got to make a choice, you might not like the choice she makes.
I also have friend. Friend will defend me.
And now that you've seen Zinrin in action, you've got punchy friend and tall punchy friend.
Yeah, and I'm going to have a gun suit, okay? I got this.
Well, you think it'll be safe.
Spoiler, the safety will be stuck in the on position.
You have to roll a natural 20 for the gun part to go off.
Well, good thing I'm good at getting inspiration.
Or natural 1.
Oh, yeah, then it goes the other way. It's a blunder instead.
All right, so I'm going to tell Fahim, we should gather up our moms and have a private conversation with them.
Mom, talk.
Well, considering all three of your moms are right there.
Yeah, we're just going to like kind of find somewhere
they take you over to the side to have said private conversation.
Okay.
No, so, is this just the mom and the kids, or does include the...
Okay, I'm climbing back on tiefling. Tall friend.
We're trying to move away from letting the whole camp know everything, because I don't know what they knew about, you know.
Zinrin has already gone to join the rest of the camp.
Well, what he tells them is up to him, but, you know.
If you allow him, Stuart is going to go with Zinrin.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I do that wave... You know, that terrifying wave at Stuart that means I'll be back. I can't wait. You know, now I'm like I don't be creepy, but because I was obnoxious, it comes off as very creepy.
Well, roll me another intimidation check.
I don't mean to be creepy.
Then roll it at disadvantage.
But I also know that that's how it's going to be taken. That little slightly feral, have a good one. It's a 5.
Okay. So he doesn't take your wave as being intimidating. It's
okay.
It's just that he's still kind of leaning on Zinrin for support because he just had his knee shot out from him, and while it was healed, he remembers the pain, and it really hurt. And it just so happens that by leaning on Zinrin for support, he is putting Zinrin between him and the rest of the murder party.
Yeah, okay, that makes
Fine.
Sense.
So it's just a coincidence that he has a furball as a shield.
Yes. After that wave, though, I decide to go off to where the cook is. Not for, like, any reason, just, you know, be there and see what's being cooked.
Which would be something you would do anyway.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Works.
Just to be there and be obnoxious and just see what's going on.
Bird is hungry now, you know?
Ask lots of questions about what's being cooked, you know, just because.
Okay, so we've got the moms off to the side here, and I'm going to explain that one of the orcs that was sitting around the campfire exploded when I hit him. We'd gotten the rest frightened off, and we were trying not to have to kill. And I mean, they seemed quite dumb, this little group. And then he exploded. And Mazir got into an unintentional fight at first with a very spiky, scary, demonic-looking orc creature I've never seen before. And
Tanaruks.
Things went from there.
They have Tanaruks.
It was a what? That we were told later we... okay, I
told
trust all of the moms to keep this quiet. The rest of us survived with help from a stranger who's now helping the rest of our party seek out...
new life and new civilizations. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Okay. seek out a spy that has been among you and may have tipped off the very scary orcs.
Who?
We don't want that spread around, obviously. So we're going to...
who?
As far as we know, it's the goblin. But this was told to us by the stranger that did help. We were captured. All of us were captured, and she helped get us out safely. She gave us a safe place to sleep.
The goblin.
The goblin.
Graris.
But we don't know if he's the only one.
Graris has been... he's been with my clan, our clan, longer than all of this has been going down.
Then she's lied to us. Or he's very compromised, but if he hasn't... I don't know. This is all I know. This is all I've been told. But if you're concerned, the half our party's out there probably trying to hunt him.
Well, good luck with that.
On the advice of this stranger. Yes, I know.
Because he's still here. Cut to a large cooking pot. Graris is standing on a wooden crate so that he can reach the top of the pot, and he is currently stirring it with what appears to be a salvaged boat paddle.
More words, more words.
Because it's obviously the kids plus mom, the mums. Are Paige and I anywhere near the goblin?
Well, Paige said she was specifically searching him out. So,
okay,
if you follow Paige, the answer is yes.
Oh, I was going with Paige.
Okay.
Yeah, I am not only going, you know, just to see if I can sneaky, but also to learn how to copy it in the future.
Okay. So every now and then as he stirs it, he takes a sniff and then he pulls something out of a bag. There's multiple bags that are sitting near the fire. And he pulls something out of a bag and tosses it in. Every now and then he cuts it in smaller pieces.
I don't know. It's I think it's an onion. Looks like an onion.
Onion.
Let's toss that in. Okay. And this is, I think this is zucchini? Looks like,
zucchini.
It's probably zucchini. Probably won't kill anyone. He tosses that in.
Kill.
Right. And he looks over and he sees Ash and Paige and he goes,
whoa, thought you were dead.
No.
Not dead.
Ah, well, that's good. They said you were dead.
Good.
Or probably dead. It's to the moms, I guess. That's how you know them. They worded it a bit differently. Like, well, we don't know. Let's wait. Let's find out. But everyone else was saying, yeah, you are probably dead. Glad to see you're not. Could you hand me a potato out of that bag?
I can. Learning words.
I'm, you didn't know the word for potato?
I like look at Ash to say, like, can you please explain what a Kenku is?
You've heard potato.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. She's Kenku. She doesn't actually speak. She mimics.
Oh, like,
more words.
Like, what's the name of that bird that it's really colorful and it lives in jungles and it's got a big, like, round beak and it makes sounds like other animals? Owl! Yeah, they're called
cracker,
owls. Okay.
Cracker!
No, it's not crackers. We should add crackers to the soup. Yes! Good idea!
Crackers!
They're in one of these bags. Hardtack, that's good enough. And he tosses in a few biscuits that look like they're actually rocks.
Hardtack.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I am
well,
being
to be
as
fair, hardtack is
actually, is rocks, yeah.
You don't
I
chew
am
that.
I being as obnoxiously useful, like, not obnoxious, I'm purposely trying to not be, but I'm being as positive and useful as possible to this goblin, so he'll keep me around so I can keep learning what he's doing.
Okay.
I am purposefully being this way.
Well, it looks like it's going to need to simmer for 2 to 3 hours. Partway through, we're going to have to add my special blend of 17 herbs and spices. That'll be good. The secret is adding lots and lots of pepper 17 times.
I nod enthusiastically.
Because that's pretty much the only spice I could find.
Spice.
There's also a few things that you can get out of the orc camps, but I wouldn't eat that.
And if it doesn't occur to you that a goblin saying he wouldn't eat something is very significant, then
also
that's a
the
character
fact that he
choice.
Knows what's in an orc camp.
Well, he came over with Unka's mom.
That's true.
He had joined up with Unka's mom's clan before all the attacks happened.
I didn't know. I don't know this. And two, I think he's a killer, so to speak. Because I didn't hear that conversation with the moms. The momming. Momming? Momming?
Mom the Gathering.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, this can continue on where he's basically just at this point tending the fire and making sure that the soup doesn't boil over.
Yes. While Paige continuously coaxes him into...
And Ash just stays next to Paige and just makes sure she's open.
But yeah, I'm coaxing him into talking more that whole time. I want to be able to speak just like him if necessary.
And anything that he is confused about with what Paige has said, and but it's obvious to me, I clarify and we essentially say that where Paige goes, I'll go.
Okay.
I'm the one, I make sure everyone
You're on Paige duty right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have Paige and we have a Paige. All right. Both of you give one of you give me a persuasion check at advantage. No, deception. This is deception. Deception check at advantage.
Or all of us.
No, Ash and Paige, because you're trying to get as many words out of Gravis as possible without letting him know that you are very, very suspicious.
She already got a natural 20.
Okay.
She already got a nat 20.
So
24.
He doesn't think that you think anything is up.
I like the fact that everyone thinks I'm stupid.
Oh, no, I think Ash actually gets the feeling from Paige that she's actually quite smart.
But the thing is,
she's
most
just
people
crazy.
Think I'm psycho, but that's it. They don't realize that I'm also actually like a doctor, like a professional scholar, and crazy.
That's
so you
Dr.
Don't,
Paige,
you don't know about
PhD.
Yeah, I am PhD.
Paging Dr. Page. Paging Dr. Page.
With Ash's life, he understands that someone who's kind of crazy needs to have a bit of smarts to get along. So he knows that you're actually probably quite.
Yeah, you didn't even see my cookie dunking machine. It's my greatest.
That's
achievement.
Canon. That is canon.
It is,
happened.
Yeah,
it was
that
a thing.
Actually happened.
I created a Rube Goldberg impossible machine to dunk Oreos in milk.
That is the best machine.
It's powered by Knowles.
Well, the Knowles helped out a lot. They enjoyed it immensely. To be fair, they were mind controlled by Bryn. But moving on,
I swayed them over with my winning personality.
We'll go with that. Sure,
they're loyal to Bryn.
If I'm aware that my mom is sure that the goblin is not a spy, has it been long enough where I can send Like, I could send a message to the other party to let them know that piece of information?
It's up to you and how many spell slots you have.
Yeah, you can
okay,
just dump
I have spell slots. Yeah, I do. Okay, so I'm going to do sending and I'm going to send it to Mazir. And, okay, I'm going to write it down.
This is useful because with Ellie in chat, she might be able to give us a response.
She might be able to get this one.
Have you told Paige or I anything of what your mother said?
Not yet.
Nope.
I will, maybe.
No, the,
but
not
yet.
The party
Let me work
is
on this
split
first.
Right now.
Yeah, well, we're in the same camp, but sort of split. Yep. Okay.
But, you know, we can split the party one more time before people start losing parts.
Oh, no. This is what I'm sending. It's less than 25, but it's probably enough, and I'm sending it to Mazir.
Okay, this is Unka. We are back at camp. My mother says the goblin is not the spy. She's known him a long time.
They're not going to trust that.
I wouldn't trust that.
I wouldn't trust that.
Well, you have two choices. You can trust Unka's mom, who she's literally known her entire life, or you can trust a dragonborn lady who you've known for less than a day.
Yeah.
Who the players know was in league with an ancient green dragon that was trying to be a god. I mean, seems like a even Steven thing going on here.
Yeah, but Ash doesn't know the ancient green dragon thing. So
I know. I just find it amusing that right now there's
I'm the
some question about whether or not you should trust Fava.
The fact that
I'm like
the one
Fava
who's defending
beans.
Fava is worrying.
Paige thinks Fava beans is cool. But Paige is also Paige.
I think I'm getting a sending back is what I'm seeing.
It does look like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and as what is it? As I wrote down in the chat, because I didn't want to overtalk that. When we end, I'm going to have Lulu the Hedgehog be watching the goblin over. Obvious, but like, you know, just being outside the tent and watching someone leaves the tent, it goes anywhere. And he's going to be wearing a Hardy's ribbon for in case they run into the other party in that watching situation.
You are betting that anyone would have taken enough time to examine Hardy's to see that there was a ribbon specifically to attributed to Hardy's.
Well, the thing is that, so if you just saw a hedgehog, you might be like, what the heck? But if you cute little blue ribbon around its neck that's tied in a bow, you might think it's actually something important. And it smells like undead creatures, which will point to Bryn, at least, that it belongs to one of my hands.
Or it's a new villain. It turns out...
And I think I monogrammed the word Hardy one night.
It turns out the real big bad in this campaign was Lulu the entire time. The Kraken was just a red herring.
I'm for it.
And in this case, literally, because it's in the ocean.
Yes. But yeah, and I've monogrammed a little H for Hardy's.
Oh, no. Okay, so while I'm waiting for this...
That's how you guys know whose is...
We have it.
We have a response. So the response from Mazir is noted. We will investigate Goblin and anyone who has reason to destroy him. We'll try not to act without confirmation. Be safe, be careful, M. And okay. It amuses me greatly that it's 25 words, so she could have ended it with Mazir, but still ended it with
that's
M.
Good enough.
I love this. I am here for this. And this is, I think, a great point where we're just going to end it right here for the evening.
I want to do one more thing really quick first.
Oh, okay.
Okay, since I'm done talking with the moms and I'm going to let the moms know of the sending back and forth, you know, and the what's been said. And I'm going to go over to Ash and stand really close to him and whisper, it's not the goblin.
Okay.
Get up. Paige, behave yourself if I can take on girls.
Potatoes!
Potatoes. Okay.
No more potatoes! We put too many potatoes in already!
Pepper?
Okay, so...
Yeah, you can start adding the pepper, sure.
Pepper!
I go with Ash.
No, more pepper.
Pepper!
More pepper!
Is there anyone around us that have moved off away from people, ideally?
You gotta keep adding more pepper. They're gonna be able to taste it. We don't want them tasting it.
Okay, so are we in an area that's somewhat isolated?
Yeah, you're in the middle of the woods. Okay. You can step out to the side. That's fine.
Okay.
And how do we know?
My mother knows him. He's been with her camp before this camp. He was with their clan. It's not him. I'm sending to talk to Mizir. Uh-huh.
So I used to be a part of the Navy in Dapafec.
Oh.
One of the crown jewel ships of the fleet, Shimmering Ruby. I was the first officer. Now, that ship sank because the captain of our sister ship took us out. I don't care how long she's known this goblin. Until we have proof on either way, he is a suspect.
Okay. Well, I've sent to Mizir to let our friends know that my mother's known this goblin and it's not him, and she's returned the sending to... They're going to investigate the goblin and anyone who has reason to destroy him, so we'll see how this works out.
Until we get proof, either proving his innocence or proving his guilt, he's a person of interest. We need to keep an eye on him.
I know, but it's hard to have my mother tell me he's safe.
And it was hard to have...
And then not be sure.
And it was hard to have my captain's throat slit in front of me by someone he trusted for 30 years.
Oh, no. You've been through a lot.
My point is, you trust no one until they prove it.
Okay.
One of the monks named Mulder says, yeah, you're right. Good idea. But he's talking to someone else in a different part of the forest because you two went off by yourselves.
Right. This is going to look suspicious later.
Potatoes!
Well,
I think Paige shouting random soup ingredients might
be a good
bit of a distraction. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually awful. This was
Paige is doing her job.
So long as Unka's mom isn't thinking of the pitter-patter of little half-orc feet or quarter-orc feet.
Well, I'm already a half-orc. And,
yeah.
And he's a...
Half-orc tiefling feet.
Oh my god.
Potatoes!
But would they be whose? Because that's something that the kobold party would like to know.
Yeah, really?
I mean, I could say to her, mess up your hair before we go back, and then there's a...
Onion!
Anka will go with that.
Okay, so... You mess up Onka's hair a little bit, and you go back into camp, and no one says anything at all. A few people look and then turn away and don't say anything at all.
Squash.
How old is Ash? Because Onka's 15.
Ew.
But orcs think she's orcs consider 15 an adult.
Slightly judging Zucchini.
Ash was 35.
Oh well. Whatever. But the orcs would consider her an adult, so the orcs in the camp wouldn't care.
Yeah, orcs live shorter lives.
Generally.
I am now looking up half-orc.
Okay. That's where I think I got that idea from, it was from that. I don't know how long they live.
And the internet is going slow. It might be because I'm streaming.
All right, let me try it.
I don't know what it is in fifth, but in third it was like their lifespan was like 45 years or... Really low.
It's a possibility. It's kind of like how kobolds are considered adults at age 6.
Yeah. So, okay, I think I've got it. It's loading. It's loading slow.
Yeah.
And I'm not streaming.
This was Aaron's idea. Aaron brought this on himself.
No. I didn't make that suggestion. You're the one who said that you could mess up Unka's hair.
That said pitter patter of little feet.
Yeah. That was after this you talked about messing up Unka's hair.
No,
that was really first, Crash.
Oh. Yeah, I can't get this to load, but I think I read that 15 was an adult for an orc.
It's quite possible.
I mean,
but in any case, I think we need to end it now, not because I feel like I'm in a difficult situation, but because it's just about 7 o'clock, and I've got another game to play in half an hour. So...
Onions!
I don't think I've ever made you laugh that hard before.
Do I have
laughed so hard in games where I was had tears, but that game wasn't streamed.
Do I get inspiration for screaming vegetable names?
Yeah, that's staying true to the character. That is something that really should usually be rewarded, but I'm not going to right now.
Zucchini!
I'll sleep on. It's still better than yelling murder. I appreciate that.
I made
that.
You laugh.
Okay, fine. Yes, you got inspiration. And we're going to end it for the evening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including but not limited to Chris, Jen, Ellie's hanging out in chat, and participated as a cameo, Millie and Cindy. And let's do some quick plugs. Ellie runs a social media network, elic.xyz. It's Mastodon compatible, so you can follow us there. Eric isn't here, but he streams twitch.tv/untamedsin. Eo is also not here. Their mom writes books, elizabeth-mccoy.com. Jen has a blog and podcast, bookofjen.net. Millie streams at twitch.tv/magicalmillie. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. We have patrons that help us out and help us keep the lights on, including but not limited to Alice, Chris, Cindy, Ellie, and Eric. And until next time,
potatoes!
Good night.
Can we level up?
Do it.